Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 for the hour. That's the Stones bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Dave Anderson, author of a number of books, including It's Not Rocket Science, and the new one. Give us the new one again, Dave.
Unstoppable. Unstoppable was number 14. Number 14 was Unstoppable.
Folks, his book writing is unstoppable, by the way, and they're all outstanding, and they're all different. Each one of them is a variation, a powerful variation on his wisdom and his experience, having managed a lot of people and a lot of salespeople. He's the real deal. He's not some he's not just a pretty face, folks. He's the real deal. LearnToLead.com, is that right, Dave?
LearnToLead.com is it, and I stopped being a pretty face if I ever was one about 45 years ago. But thank you. Thank you for that.
So, all right, we're talking about managing your business on the continuum between leadership and management.
Jim,
go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was going to say where we left off when you talked about what would a coaching conversation, sound like.
Mm-hmm.
And we used the example of correcting poor performance and not just criticizing and expressing displeasure, but, redefining a new expectation.
One of my guys used to do, he'd make me tell him back what the bad news was. He'd make the bad news come out of my mouth. He'd ask me the question, make the bad news come out of my mouth, and then he'd say, "What do you think about that, Jim? How do you feel about that performance?" And
then you got to own it. You got to own it, right?
Oh, listen.
And I'll tell you something.
The next month, if I thought about slacking off, I thought about that conversation, and I didn't like
That's
it.
Right.
I did not like that conversation, and I said, "You know what?
No.
I'd rather go get a no from a customer, risk a no from a prospect, than to have that conversation with my boss again."
Less pain.
That's right.
It's a lesser pain.
It made me overcome the fear of rejection. I can tell you that right now.
That's right. And that's exactly right. Now, Ken Blanchard said that feedback is the breakfast of champions, which I think is just outstanding, that you need it to grow. But coaching is also catching people when they're doing things well. It's not just correcting and redefining expectations and showing them what good performance looks like. It's understanding how behavioral science works, which is that behaviors that are rewarded and reinforced are behaviors that are repeated. So it's letting them know specifically when they're doing well, and so they're more likely to repeat that behavior. That's part of coaching, too. It's not just pointing out what needs to be improved. It's affirming what went right, what went well, and understanding that the longer you wait to give feedback, whether it's positive or constructive, the less it means. Delayed consequences lose their impact. So you got to be involved. This is where the leaders who are removed.
Coaching people, do you have a coaching system that you recommend, or do you have coaching moments? How do you engage with people when you're coaching them?
Yeah, there's two types of coaching, in my opinion. You've got on-the-fly coaching, which is think of a coach on the sideline who's watching the game. He's in the arena. He's making adjustments. He's calling people aside. You're in there. You're doing it in the moment, okay? But then there's also one-on-one coaching, Jim, where you carve out time to sit down and go through I have a five-step process that I go through to intentionally develop somebody just one-on-one, out of the fray, no technology. The one-on-one coaching is where if you do it right and you're not just a critic and you're not just beating them up, but you do it with objectives and with intent, you can really grow people. And my five-step process is you ask, you listen, you coach, you reinforce, and then you challenge. Okay, and so it starts by asking them questions about how they're doing, just like you said your manager did, and you really listen. You don't cut them off. You don't finish their sentences for them. They've got to feel understood before they're going to be open to understanding what you're going to tell them. You go to a doctor, they just don't look at you and write you a prescription. They ask you a lot of questions first, and then they come up with a solution. So you ask, you listen, then you coach. Most people go right to step three. Here's what you need to do, Jim. Mm-hmm. And they skip the first two parts, and they don't even know what's going on. And then you want to reinforce. You want to bring closure to the things that have gone well. And then I always like to end it with a challenge, something specific to work on, a certain objective, something to do between now and the next time we're together with our coaching session. So I think you've got those two types of coaching, on the fly, in the trenches, giving feedback, reinforcing.
But the on-the-fly, the on-the-fly won't work if it's the only way to coach, right? If it's the only coaching you do, you have to. Don't you have to have the foundation, the mothership conversation of one-on-one, and then on the fly are just updates to that?
Yeah, they're supplements to one another. They're not substitutes,
yeah,
for sure. Without the relationship that you develop during the one-on-one, the on-the-fly coaching is going to go in one ear and out the other. You know, if you, the only way you can impact people is if you can influence people. Influence equals impact. If
right.
you can't influence them, you can't impact them. And so you develop the relationship that gives you influence.
Well, and the reason I say that is on-the-fly means, by definition, that they're not going to be, you're not going to be near them that much. When you do one-on-one, when you're sitting down, not side by side, but square up, knee to knee, so to speak, and you're looking them in the eye, and you're saying, "What did you think about how your performance was last month?" You know, they're realizing, you know, this ain't going away anytime soon. I got to deal with this.
Exactly, and when that is your foundation, then you can use the on-the-fly
to
reinforce the things you talked about in that one-on-one.
Make adjustments and maybe discuss a specific transaction or a specific event that goes on or that is about to happen.
That's what it's for.
Some of the coaching on the fly is about what's about to happen, not just what already happened. Some role playing and things like that. Folks, this is really important stuff that Dave's given us, and we'll talk some more about it after the break. LearnToLead.com, that's his website. Tim Taylor, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.